ओके वाह
वाई
गोपाल
वाई राधारानी इज कॉल्ड गांधर्विका, मीन्स व्हाट इज द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ
Why is
कॉलिंग
Radharani called Gandharvika? She's called everything. Easy. There's a thousand names of Radharani, 108 names of Radharani, Radha Sahasranam, and everywhere is a lot of different names. Radharani is Durga, Radharani is wherever there's Shakti, it's Radharani, ultimately. She's Sarva-Shakti Mayi Radharani. So Gandharvika is a Shakti of dancing and singing. And most people learn dancing and singing from some teacher, but Radharani didn't learn dancing or singing from anyone. She's Swaprakat, she's self-manifested. She's an expert singer and dancer. Krishna learned singing and dancing from Radharani. And Rasik Jan, they say, why is Radharani called Gandharvika? Because when she changes her clothes in the morning, her petticoat slips off, the Manjari dressed her, and her petticoat falls on the ground. And when the fragrant petticoat, the petticoat of Radharani, is slipped under her sari, it has all the fragrance of her natural fragrance of her body, and it hits the earth. And the earth contains the quality of Gandha. Gandha. Gandha means fragrance, Saurabh. So Krishna says in Gita, now it's the original fragrance of the earth. Prithvi, Saurabh, whatever. Gandha. Prithvi Gandhasmi. I am the original fragrance of the earth. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita. So he says, so he's egoistic as usual. He's claiming that he's the original fragrance of the earth. We know better. We know better than Bhagavad Gita. Because he always tried to take all the glories of Radharani away from Radharani. That's always there, you know. Men are so envious of women, you know. That's the underlying current of the world. So, when the fragrance of the earth is not from Krishna, it's from Radharani. So that's why she's called Gandharvika. So we meditate on Radharani as a great dancer, great singer. And, you know, the Gandharvas from heavenly planets, why is it described in the Puranas when they describe Radharani's Lila Rasa when she's dancing? It says the Gandharvikas are showering flowers. So that's their way of saying bravo, bravo. Very good, very good. Balo, balo, kubalo. Because they can't dance like Radharani, they can't sing like Radharani. So they just fold their hands in awe and reverence and shower flowers. Parijat and all kinds of celestial flowers they shower on Radharani. When Radharani walks on Mother Earth, when she puts her foot on the earth and lifts it up, a lotus flower grows there where she put her foot. Just like it's described in Dharma Shastra, that they, if you buy land before you build your house, you should keep cows on the land. They should walk on the land and pass poop there. Gover. Especially walk. If the cow's feet walk around the land, your land, it becomes very auspicious. Removes all negativity and creates perfect vastu. I had a bunch of cows. I paid a guy 100 rupees a day from the neighborhood. He had 4 or 5 cows. They keep his cows here for about 2 months. And it's pooping around the place. And they were nibbling on the grass and whatever, with weeds and whatever was here. So I paid every day he took his cows over here. You know, when I built the boundary wall and it was started, before I started building, for about 2 months getting permission and mature and all kinds of things like that, legal. And then Chicago's here every 2 months, 100 rupees rent a day, counter rent. Then they walk it all around, it's really nice. So that's the cows are so auspicious. What does Speaker Radharani? So her footprints are all over. That verse is there from Radharani.
Radha
Padanka Madrasa.
Vilasan Madrasta Like.
Radha Padanka Vilasan Madrasta Like. Radha Padanka Vilasan Madrasta Like. Radha Padanka, the feet, Anka means marks. Radharani marks the Lila Stali to Vrindavan with her lotus footprints. So that's why we go to these places, because Radharani's still moving in all these places. And we go there right after she's there. We go to Radhakund at 4 o'clock, we can still see Radharani's footprints. The Madhusudan and God and Lita Kund, Vishaka Kund. Yeah? So one Baba told me, he said, "Do you roll in the dust of Radhakund?" I said, "No." He said, "You should." I said, "Where?" He said, "You should roll between..." "You should roll between Krishna's Kaviraj's Vajrakutir and the steps of Manasapava and God. If you're really in ecstasy, roll down the steps." Bah, 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 bah. Then you get your head all cracked up, and then you end up in Shavakund. So what did I say? Don't do it now. So cracked, yeah. Guru Sakya. You have to read between the lines, understand. The Vyanjana Vritti, or implied meaning, roll in the dust.